Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dwarka Sugar Industries Q1 FY24 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Dwarka Sugar Industries Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q1 FY24 earnings call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay Banka, Managing Director, Mr. Bijay Maheshwari, Managing Director and Company Secretary cum Chief Compliance Officer, and Ms. Priyanka Murarka, President, Corporate Affairs. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management team for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Very good afternoon to everyone. Happy to be with you all back again during this earnings call conference of our Q1 FY24 results. The results are already in public domain, and I'm sure you must have gone through the same. Nonetheless, I'll take this opportunity to quickly run through some of the highlights. During this particular quarter, we had clocked a profit before tax of 59.09 crores and profit after tax of 40.62 crores, which is marginally better when compared to the PBT of 56.70 crores and PAT of 39.70 crores that we had clocked in the corresponding quarter last year. The total income during the quarter was 572 crores as compared to 648 crores during the corresponding quarter last year. It's down, of course. The top line is lesser than what it was, but the bottom line is better. I've already told you what our PBT and PAT numbers are as compared to the PBT and PAT numbers of the corresponding quarter last year. So a few more highlights. EBITDA was 77 crores as against 75 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. We've been able to compress the finance costs, which are at 5.51 crores vis-à-vis 7.76 crores. Our tax obligation or tax provision is about 18.47 crores vis-à-vis 17 crores. So that's mainly the financial snapshot. I'll give you some quantitative details. During this particular quarter, we have sold 9.70 lakh quintals of sugar as compared to 15.29 lakh quintals of sugar that we had sold in the corresponding quarter last year. 5 lakh quintals of sugar was exported in the corresponding quarter last year, which means in the domestic market, we have sold about 10.29 lakh quintals, which number is 9.70 lakh quintals during the quarter just completed. So sugar stock, we had about 9.87 lakh quintals of sugar as compared to 13.30 lakh quintals of sugar on the same date last year. We have valued, I mean, this number is a number which is of interest to all concerned. Our sugar stock is valued at 3,052 rupees a quintal as against 3,179 rupees a quintal on the same date last year. Sugar sales, as I have mentioned earlier, was on the lower side because we got lesser releases from the government, plus we did not do any exports. As we are all aware, there is presently no export has been announced. So in a sense, there is a virtual ban on the exports at this point in time. Our distillery segment has performed good. We have sold 3 crore-plus liters of ethanol during this quarter, which is almost double of what we had sold. It's actually 94% higher than what we had sold in the corresponding quarter last year. So we have had an extended crushing season this time. Two of our units in the Bijnor district, their crushing operations concluded on the 12th of June. So we have in this quarter now crushed 98.51 lakh quintals of sugar as compared to 79.22 lakh quintals, which is an increase of almost about 24%. And during the season, we have crushed 4 crore quintals of sugar cane vis-a-vis 378 lakh quintals of sugar cane during the last season. So in terms of volume, both in this quarter as well as for the season that is concluded, the crushing numbers are better. However, we have suffered a dent in so far as the gross recovery is concerned, which is at 11.70% vis-a-vis 12.01%, drop of almost 31 bits. So during this quarter, we produced 8.97 lakh quintals of sugar vis-a-vis 8.96 lakh quintals that we have produced in the corresponding quarter last year. During the season, entire season, we have produced 33 lakh quintals of sugar vis-a-vis 39.5 lakh quintals that we have produced in the season 21-22. So the big drop in the crush production number is mainly because we have diverted sugar crushing specifically for the distillery operation. So we have diverted sugarcane juice and used the same for making ethanol in our distillery. So that's the model we have followed in the season. Throughout the season, we have used juice, sugarcane juice, converted it into syrup and then used it for making, for producing ethanol in both the distillery. The recoveries are lower for a couple of reasons. Number one, there was red rot the problem in the DD command area. So as a result of which, the recovery in DD unit was almost 50 bits down as compared to the last season. Similarly, the DP command area also had problems of top borer and unseasonal rainfall, as a result of which the recovery there was also lower as compared to the last season. And what accentuated the decline in the recovery was that we extended our crushing operations in the hot months of May and June. So there the recovery fall is actually faster than usual. So we have to combat all these problems. We are bringing about a big varietal change in the command area of DD unit, where the red rot menace in that particular region, the central UP region, is much more. Fortunately, the Bijnor district is not affected by red rot menace. So there we are bringing in the DD command area, we are bringing about varietal change, and we should see the transformation and the recovery in the coming season. So like I mentioned, we have diverted sugarcane juice to the distillery. So nearly 18.3% of the total cane that we had crushed was diverted directly to the distilleries for making ethanol from the sugarcane juice. So we have consciously sacrificed about 1.39 lakh tons of sugar during the season. So, which is what explains the lower production and higher production of ethanol. So, our payment track record, insofar as the sugarcane payment is concerned, is exemplary. We are ahead of schedule, and within 3 days of the end of the crushing season, we made the full payment. So, our payment records have been, our cash flows have been reasonable. Our payment track record has been exemplary, and our loan profile, long-term loan profile, is also lean and trim. We have 30th of June term loan outstanding of 271 crores. All the installments have been repaid as and when due. All the loans are at subsidized rate of interest. So there's no real incentive to prepay any of these loans. So that's about it from my side. Thank you very much, and I invite you all to ask questions, to get your doubts clarified. We are ready to answer them all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Somnath Saha from B&K Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Somnath, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
I'm not able to hear him.
Mr. Somnath? As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, I have a couple of questions with respect to industry and a couple of questions with respect to company per se. So, first, sir, if you can give some update on the rains for the season, or I should say excess rains in northern part of the country. So, how is the crop looking at for the next season?
Yeah, I will talk about all our three units. You see, the rainfall has been pretty good this time, which in a sense augurs well for the growth of sugar cane. But there's one unit which is closer to a dam. Yeah, so, you know, there normally it so happens that, you know, when the rainfall is heavy, they let open the gates and, you know, that inundates the, you know, some of the area under sugarcane cultivation. Fortunately, that has not happened. So far, the rains seem to be good and they will be conducive for good growth of sugarcane crop. We don't foresee any problem. And in the command area of our DD unit, where the rainfall was scanty last time along, so there we see good rainfall and the growth of the, you know, whatever growth we are, the crop should have until this time seems pretty good.
So, in nutshell, not only for Dwarikesh, for UP state per se, and in general for country per se, we are not seeing problem because of excess rain, right? Is that a fair assumption?
UP definitely not much of a problem unless it rains again very heavily in the coming days. So far, it's not created any kind of a problem. But when we are hearing reports of, some stunting of growth in the crop in the states of Maharashtra and Karnataka because of excessive rainfall. See, there were two problems actually. Number one, the advent of monsoon was delayed in, across the country, but that doesn't impact the sugarcane growth in the north because mostly the area is irrigated. But in Maharashtra and Karnataka, yes, the areas are rain-fed, they're dependent on the monsoon, so late advent of monsoon did have an adverse impact, and so did the late heavy rain downpour thereafter. That's what we hear, but it's too early to make any kind of estimation as to what will happen, because ISMA hasn't yet come out with its estimate for the first estimate of the production for season 23-24.
Okay, one of the reasons I asked is because the projections are kind of flattish. There has been no decline per se, in spite of less rains in Maharashtra, as you rightly said, in the initial part, and in spite of higher diversion expected next year as compared to this season. So I just wanted to confirm that.
Some experts are talking of a higher production. Season 22-23, we have ended with a production of 32.8 million tons.
Right.
I mean, we will end actually, because, you know, there are a couple of mills which have the extended season in the month of July, August. So they are working, but those numbers are kind of given and taken. So 32.8 million tons is the production for 22-23. Now, some international trade houses have spoken of production of 34.2 million tons for season 23-24, with a diversion of about 4.7 million tons of sugar in favor of ethanol. So, you know, if last year the gross production was 32.8 and 4.1, which is 37. So this year the gross production that has been spoken about is 39 million tons. But these are all early numbers. early estimates. We cannot attach much credence to this. You know, we've seen multiple revisions happening in the estimates last season.
Right, fair enough. Sir, on another question with respect to industry per se, there have been certain recent reports about unavailability of surplus rice from FCI for ethanol production. So can you shed some light on this development?
No, we actually don't use grain. Our distilleries are, the feedstock that we use in our distilleries is only molasses and the juice, BAV molasses. So we are we have no facility for making using grain and making ethanol out of that. But we do hear that FCI, Food Corporation of India, has kind of restricted. There has been some kind of political ruckus which has been raised about rice being given, broken rice being given to the grain distilleries at a price of about 20 rupees a kg. So, you know, which has perhaps put the government on the back foot, but according to me, there is no real concern on the availability of food grains. There should not be any problem at all. But as of now, yes, there is a problem the grain distilleries are facing.
Sir, on company specific, we have seen this rot rot disease affecting the recovery levels in last season, right? So, if you can just elaborate, what steps we are taking and how we are going to reduce the dependence on 0238 in next, say, 2-3 years down the line. What is the percentage right now? The season 23, what was the percentage of dependence and going ahead, how we are planning to reduce it?
Okay. See, the red rot menace has been more in the central UP and the eastern UP area. So we have our Bareilly unit in the central UP area, which has been, I must admit that yes, it was the availability of sugarcane and even the recovery, both of them got impacted because the farmers had lower yield in their farms and we from a company's perspective, we had lower recovery. So we're doing a lot of work on the varietal replacement. So last year, the 0238 variety, which is become susceptible to this red rot problem. So there, the supply was in excess of 95%. But in the coming season, we expect the some moderation to happen. So we expect this particular variety to constitute about 70% of the total cane supplies, and we should have 30% of other varieties. And which number will go up in the season thereafter? Now, that's number one. Number two, so as to ensure that red rot, you know, the growth of the crop is healthy, we've been doing a lot of work on the return management. We've been very aggressively, we are trying to encourage farmers to use pesticides and chemicals. So corrosion is a chemical which is pesticide, which is very good for the growth of the sugarcane crop. Plus, there are a couple of other pesticides which are there in the market. So we are monitoring the end use of these, and we have seen the. The coming days we'll have more clarity. But as of now, if you compare the crop position as on today as compared to the last year on the around the same date, the crop position seems to be better. The crop seems to be more healthy.
Okay, sir. That's helpful. Just a follow-up on this, just to get it right, we were dependent 95% and we are going to take it in couple of years to 30%. How confident are we that we'll be able to replace this 0238 from 95 to 30% in couple of years?
95 will become 70 in the season 23-24 and right. Progressively it will come down. So we will have about 30%. So, but we're not just resting with replacement. We are also trying to see that whatever 238 surviving, whatever variety is under plantation, you know, farmers take good care of that and they do the right dosing of chemicals and fertilizers. So we are also ensuring that.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Rajesh Majumdar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon,
good afternoon
sir.
Very good afternoon, sir. How are you?
All well, sir. So actually, I may have missed out a little bit of the first part, but I had a few questions, sir. One is that you are talking about lower recoveries in Eastern API. Is that correct for the sugar season 22-23?
Yeah, yeah. We have lower by about 31 bps as compared to the last year.
You said the bulk of the problem is in Eastern UP, but that narrative is not matching with one leading competitor of yours who's had better recoveries this year. Why is that so?
No. See, the lower recovery out of 31 bps, the lower recovery that we have clocked for the group as a whole, the DD unit which is in Bareilly district, it's the drop is about 50 bps. So, we are working on the varietal replacement there now. Now, you know, the intensity of the red rot menace can vary from command area to command area, and it you cannot generalize the same. So somebody may have had lesser impact. Somebody, everybody is making efforts to replace, and everybody is making efforts to ensure that the crop growth is better. It cannot be, it may or may not reflect in the recovery numbers. So there could be various other reasons as well.
Got it, sir. Also, sir, your quota for 1Q is about 10.16 as per our calculations, but you've sold lesser than the quotas. So you have sold 9.7.
We've not been able to sell with kind of lapsed. But having said that, as it is, we are carrying very low inventory. And the rate at which we've been receiving quotas, I think we should exhaust our stock by the end of October or so.
But does that also mean you'll get a lower quota for Q2 since you've not been able to exhaust your 1Q quota?
No, it's actually they calculate the quota based on the stock. So all numbers are given to the government department.
Okay.
So based on the stock availability, based on the numbers that has been provided to the government, they work out the quota that is to be given to each of the sugar mills.
Right.
Yeah.
And sir, my other question was, we have been hearing that the offtake by oil companies was lower in 1Q. But as against that, you've shown a significant jump in the alcohol sold in this quarter. So is there any difference in what you're hearing and about your alcohol sales, or is it that you have been able to sell higher volumes because of the juice quota?
Yes. You see, in the corresponding quarter last year, our DD distillery was not functional. It commenced its operations in the month of July 2022. Okay. So in the last corresponding quarter last year, we had only sale of ethanol from our DN distillery unit. So this year we have had production and sale of ethanol from both the units. So, we produced when the season in those respective units was on, we produced ethanol from sugarcane juice, and for the balance part of the quarter, we produced ethanol from using B-heavy molasses as the feedstock. So, but you are right, there are logistic issues with the oil marketing companies. We are facing that problem in Q2. So, our sales and offtake from the DD distillery unit is all right, but sales and offtake from our DN distillery unit has suffered a setback in this quarter. And we may not be able to, although all efforts will be there, but we may not be able to replicate the numbers of first quarter and the second quarter.
Got it. So some people have been impacted in 1Q, you are like getting impacted in 2Q on the same.
Yes. But be it Q1 or be it Q2, all are impacted.
Okay.
The timing may have been different.
But sir, help me on this one. We have a certain target of alcohol volumes for the ethanol year 22-23, which ends in October. Now we are well short of the target as in July. Does that mean the target will not get fulfilled? Or
we are not so. You see, every effort is made by us to see that we complete our quota. But if the optics is not there, the next step that we take is, now, for example, what's happening is, the depots are full. Some of the depots that we had opted for which, we received proper LOIs from the oil marketing companies, There the depots are full with stock. The decanting of the vehicle tankers is not happening. So the next step we take is we opt for depots at some far-flung location. So, but the entire process, there is some time involved, and you know, what happens is we do lose on the supplies. So that's what happens. But yes, every effort will be made, and I don't think as of now we are confident that we will be able to fulfill whatever contractual obligations that we have.
So, but so if your Q2 is going to be weak, and then you have only 1 month left to fulfill the entire quota for later
we are on target, and we did estimate that the numbers are. You see what happened was in Q2, when the offtake was not there, our production capacity, our storage was full. So we have a lot of ethanol stored, so that we will be able to give it to them.
Okay. Okay. So you're expecting that the oil companies will make up for this towards the latter end of the ethanol year. Is that right?
Yeah, we do expect. We do expect. We have escalated the problem to the highest levels in the oil marketing companies, as well as the concerned ministries, also our food ministries and the petroleum ministry. I mean, this is a problem which the entire industry is facing. So efforts are on, and it's not that they are also not working on a resolution. They are also working. They are trying their best to see that the ethanol offtake is accelerated.
Okay. And so my last question was, you were talking about a SAP increase in the last call, if I remember correctly, which might take place this year because of the election year. So while we saw an increase in the FRP, we have not seen an increase in the SAP yet. Is that still expected, or can still come?
See, we have had a hiatus of 1 year, one season. The SAP was increased the season before. So we have not seen any SAP increase in 2022-23. The SAP was increased in 2021-22. Okay. Right. So we have seen that there is kind of virtual delinking between the SAP and the FRP. Our SAPs, even at these levels, are the highest in the country, and they are way above the FRP. Okay. So, well, we must accept the reality that the election is around the corner, and there is every possibility that there could be some increase, and we only hope that the increase is reasonable enough that we can absorb it in our economics, and we also simultaneously expect that there is improvement in the sugar prices, so that the impact of the, at least the increase in selling prices commensurate with the increase or increase with the increase in SAP.
But so this being an election year, the government will not allow exports at least till the first half of SY23-24. That is taken for sure by the industry now. So if the crop is better than last year, then the prices will not go up again. Right? Is that
no? See, I must once again admit that it's intriguing that the prices have not gone up. You know, in spite of the fact that we are looking at a season end stock of only 6 million tons, which is less than 3 months consumption. So, but having said that, I must also say that the prices have gotten better from April onwards. You know, so otherwise in FY22-23 the prices were flattish throughout the year. But the prices have seen some revival post April, and we do expect that there is enough scope for improvement in the prices. And if you recall, in 2016-17, the prices had gone up to 3,800 rupees a quintal, and there was no hue and cry raised at that point in time. So there is no reason why there should be why things should be any different this time. There is scope for increase in the price, the prices should get better here onwards.
Okay. I think I'll come back in the queue if I have any more questions. Thank you so much.
Sure, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Good evening, sir. How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm good. How about you?
I am good as well, sir. Sir, typically, what is the height of cane crop by this time in UP?
Sorry, I didn't get your question. What is the?
What is the height of cane crop by this time?
You mean the how tall is the sugarcane crop, is it?
Yes.
It all depends on variety, sir. There are some varieties which are where the cane is, I mean, the cane can be as tall as 15 feet also.
Even by this time?
No, not at this point in time. When fully grown.
By this time, it should be how much?
It should be about 4 feet or so.
And typically, it should be same for Maharashtra and Karnataka as well?
No, Maharashtra, I'm not aware, sir. I really don't know how much, what should be the height of the cane in Maharashtra. But UP, yes, 4 to 5 feet is of cane height we can see in the farm this time around.
Okay. And sir, how much was the molasses stock at Q1 end for us?
One second, sir. I'll have to see the number. Just a second. You can ask me further questions. In the meantime, I'll try and get the molasses stock number.
So, second data point was production of syrup for Q1.
I think that has been given in our presentation. I'll tell you how much it was.
Okay.
One second.
So
we have... we have out of the ethanol that we sold about one moment. Yeah. So of the 303.54 lakh liters of ethanol that we sold in Q1 FY24, 113.88 lakh liters of ethanol sold was produced from by using the syrup as the raw feedstock. The rest of it was produced by making use of BAV molasses.
So syrup production or can we get?
Sales more or less they would be the same. There wouldn't be any much difference between the two.
Okay. And sir, depending on the demand supply situation and government actions, how do you see the price headed in the next 3 months?
Sugar prices should get better according to me. You see, the sugar prices are always, we see sugar prices getting better. You see, August is a month of festivals. So, August prices are always better. And September, October also, the rally in the prices, we should see till the start of the next season. So, and by which time, of course, we will have more clarity on the production numbers of the next season. So until then, we should see some improvement in the prices.
Till what price could the government be comfortable increasing it to? I mean, before which they will not interfere directly or indirectly with the prices?
No, you see, we have seen in 2016-17, the government did not react until the prices had touched 3,800 rupees or so. There was the prices, of course, the fact that the prices subsided thereafter, but until then, there was no human cry whatsoever.
Right. Sir, how much will be the country sugar stock currently with dealer as well as with inventory, with company?
You mean with our dealers, is it?
No, I mean for country as a whole, with all the dealers and all the companies.
No, it's expected that the year-end stock would be about 60 lakh tons. So, August and September, these 2 months, even assuming about, what about 45 lakh tons of releases for these 2 months. So, it must be out about 105 lakh quintals at this point in time.
Okay. And sir, with regard to OMCs seeing some problem in uplifting the ethanol, what exactly is the logistical problem that they are facing? Because this is, I think, the second quarter. May not be for you, but for the industry, that it is a recurring thing now.
No, see, it's a fact that most of us, we opted for depots which are close by. And the OMCs gave the, they issued the LOIs also. It's not that, you know, we opted and unilaterally and there was no, they also gave us the allotments. They issued the LOIs in our favor. So, but then, you know, maybe some district were, some depots were overfed and some districts, some more depots were starved. So that they are trying to make good, they're doing the redistribution. But I'm sure the problem will be resolved.
Okay. And lastly, sir, if the government is denying FCI rice for grain distilleries, would the sugar companies have a temporary upper hand in supplying more ethanol? Although our molasses stock will also be limited, but would we have a temporary upper hand with the grain-based players?
No, you see, the grain-based companies, the distilleries will not be able to meet the fulfill their requirement. Okay, so how will it impact us? I don't think it will impact us. You see, we have certain amount of stock of molasses which we will convert it to ethanol and we will sell. So whether anybody is going to capitalize on the situation or not, that we don't know.
Right. Sir, but I was waiting for the molasses stock.
Yeah, molasses stock we have as
well. I'll tell you, Bankai, it's 8,51,000 quintals.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Sandeep Raj from Oculus Capital Advisors LLP. Please go.
Hello.
Hello, yes, sir.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Very good afternoon,
sir. So I have a few questions. It's regarding the recent floods which is happening in the country. So what can be the impact of this on the industry and when can we witness this impact?
I think somebody else had also asked this question. Now, you see, in UP, we have not seen any impact. The rains have been so far, well, the rains have been heavy. The downpour has been heavy, but so far it has not caused any damage to the crop. On the contrary, it has helped the crop. So I think so far the rainfall is, I would say, more than adequate. But any more rainfall and incessant rainfall in the future could have caused some, may result in inundation of some of the command area and your lodging of the sugarcane, and that may impact the yield of the sugarcane in the state of UP. Maharashtra and Karnataka, I'm told the rate of arrival of monsoon stunted the growth of sugarcane, and now this heavy rainfall, whether it will help them or not, I'm not too certain, but we have heard from some, we got some reports that the crop may not be as good as what it looked like a month and a half or 2 months ago before the monsoon arrived.
Okay, and will this the flood impacting Maharashtra and Karnataka, will this lead to any price increases in the cane and therefore lower margins in ethanol?
No. FRP for, you see, Maharashtra and Karnataka, the sugarcane prices are FRP driven. The FRP for the season 23-24 has already been announced. So yeah, there is going to be no change any likely increase in the prices on account of the floods or whatever it be. So the prices are already determined. The cane price is already determined. So it will not impact anything. I mean, the floods, what we'll eventually do is they will alter the production, estimated production number, which as of now, some international agencies are talking of about 34 million tons for season 23-24.
Okay, and will it have any impact on the exports? Like, will it reduce the export quota or will it lead to any reduction in inventory?
So the government works backwards in the sense that, you know, they target a particular closing stock numbers. Now, the government is very comfortable with the closing stock, the season and stock of about 6 million tons. Okay, which means 3 months of consumption, approximately less than 3 months of consumption. This kind of stock will not result in any runaway inflation, and at the same time, sugar mills will be assured of a reasonable price for the sugar sold by them. So, what government will do is, for example, we begin with opening stock of 6 million tons. Now, assuming the production is 34 million tons, so that means the total sugar availability is 40 million tons. And 6 million tons is what they wanted to end up with. So, again, we are back with 34, and if the consumption is 27.5, 28, that means there is scope for exporting 6 million tons. So which call the government will take closer to the start of the season, because by then they will have some clarity about the probable production number and therefore the probable closing stock number.
Okay. Okay, got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Earlier we were while discussing with other sugar companies as well. Basically, syrup-based sugar is less margin accretive than B-heavy sugar or making sugar itself.
Yeah.
So
I think I had clarified this in my earlier call also. So the most profitable thing to make is to make ethanol by using B-heavy molasses. And second in priority is to make ethanol by using cane juice directly. If the price of sugar is, not more than 3700 rupees a quintal, if the price of rupees a quintal, then the question comes whether we should make ethanol from juice or not.
Okay. And my second question is in terms of cost of conversion with the increase in employee cost last time because of the wage revision. How is the cost structure right now happening for us? And considering similar SAP increase, could you help me understand that?
So in this particular quarter, our employee benefit expenditure was, our employee benefit expenses was to 26.78 crores, which was as compared to 24.11 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. So this is mainly on account of year-on-year increase. We normally give increase of about 8 to 10% every year. And last year, in this quarter, the DD distillery was not operational. So the employee cost, whatever we had incurred during the corresponding quarter last year was capitalized. So therefore, the increase employee benefit expense increase, whatever you see is reasonable. And cane cost, of course, so it's all dependent on the SAP that the government had announced. So let's wait and see what SAP they announce for the coming season of 23-24.
So apart from the cane cost, what is the cost of conversion?
Sugar is approximately 4 rupees a kg.
4 rupees a kg, okay. In terms of the red rot, you said that it's predominantly in center and eastern areas. So do you think that coming through to our catchment areas?
No, we already have one of our units is facing the brunt of this problem. The unit in Bareilly district, Bareilly is located in central UP. So we already facing this problem. So we are doing two things at a time. At the same time, number one, we are trying to bring about varietal replacement, and number two, we are trying to protect the crop. We are trying to ensure its healthy growth by encouraging the farmers to use the right dose of chemicals, fertilizers, and pesticides. So we are doing that.
How much impact on recovery does it have on aggregate basis?
Yeah, it does have an impact. Like I had explained, the recovery in our DD unit is lower by 50 bits this season as compared to the last season.
Okay.
So which trend we are expecting to reverse in the coming one or two seasons. So in so far as the Bijnor district, our units in Bijnor district is concerned, they are concerned, there is no such problem. There, whatever stray incidents of red crop that are reported, we ensure that the farmers approve the clumps of those plants. And do the right treatment of chemicals and fertilizers so that it doesn't spread to the the problem doesn't spread.
Right. And in terms of production for the next sugar season, what were you guiding for?
You see, we have during this season, our crushing went up by 6%. So last season we crushed 378 lakh quintals and this season we have crushed 401 lakh quintals. In the coming season, you know, given the same capacity, same command area, we do expect that there may not be a big improvement, but certainly 2 to 3% improvement in the crushing numbers we do expect in the coming crushing season.
Okay. And I don't
know, we have done some small capexes in our units in Bijnor district, which will result in the increase in the crush rate at both the units. So, which means either we will have, you know, either we mostly should have more cane available there, or at least we should be able to compress our crushing number of days in the, those two units. And in Bareilly unit, we are trying to increase, ensure that the cane availability is more than what it was in the last crushing season. So what was 401 lakh quintals last season can be about 410 lakh quintals or so, or anything between 410 lakh quintals to 415 lakh quintals.
Got it. And in terms of lower offtake from OMC, is it specific to Dwarikesh or it is...
No. It's an industry-wide problem.
Even from players of Maharashtra and Karnataka?
I'm not aware about them, but certainly all UP sugar mills are having this problem. All UP distilleries are having this problem.
And in terms of rainfall, which areas predominantly are facing issues in UP right now?
No, the entire UP has received good amount of rainfall, but at this point in time, we cannot call it excessive. It is not, you know, the quantity is not such that it could cause serious damage to the crop.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus EMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for
joining.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is regarding, when you mentioned, so specifically regarding the molasses stock, you mentioned that the closing inventory was 8.51 lakh quintal. Can I get the starting inventory, please?
I don't have the number right now. Wait a moment. You mean at the beginning of the quarter?
Yeah, end of 4QFY23 or beginning of.
One second.
We can share it later, Gandhi.
We can share it later, certainly. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And what would be the transfer pricing?
So we transfer, BAV molasses is transferred at 1,190 rupees a quintal. So that's the transfer price.
1,190 rupees. Okay. Okay. Got it. And so just as you mentioned that we are facing some amount of, supply, we are not be able to do it to the OMCs as of now and which will be visible in 2Q. The full year numbers of 11.5 crores which we had guided for in terms of the volumes, that still stays or we feel that...
11 crores is what we had told and that number still stays, 11 crores.
Okay, 11 CR, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and so just, in terms of the overall pricing on the ethanol via different routes, you have also mentioned it a couple of times that, the prices on the juice route should go on the higher side. Any update on that, where are we and do we see any visible increase in those prices?
So we will have to wait and see. Normally, before the start of the crushing season, the government announces the price, procurement price of ethanol as well. We have given multiple representations to the government. There was a study conducted, which the ISMA got it conducted by Grant Horton. So the study report was also made available to the government. So we do expect, the government will price made from juice such that, sugar mills are more incentivized to produce ethanol from juice.
Got it, sir. And just one last question. Yeah, hello.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Hello.
Yeah, so we do expect that government will announce the ethanol price from juice such that sugar mills are more incentivized to produce juice from ethanol, because you know, in doing so we can see larger sacrifice of sugar production.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. And sir, one last question. You mentioned about going to 30% on the new variety in the coming season. Any idea how we are going to go ahead for the next couple of seasons? Do we completely replace CO0238?
No. We'll bring it down to the level of 30%. So that CO0238 is only 30%, and the other varieties constitute 70%.
Okay.
So, and we will make efforts to ensure that whatever 30% of the CO238 variety is there, it's protected from the problems of red rot.
And this we are trying to achieve in the by sugar season 25?
So we 23-24, 24-25, yes, by 25. See, next year we season 23-24, we expect other varieties to constitute about 30%. So this number will go up to 50% in 24-25, and 25-26 we can see dependence on CO238 only about 30%.
Got it, sir. And we are more or less, you know, in terms of at least from the perspective of what we have understood as of now, this variety would at least not be infected from the red rot, but the yield would be very similar to CO0238.
Yes. You see, when a variety is new, it's normally sturdy, and, you know, it's only when the variety has been in existence for a long, long time, like CO238 has been in existence for a very long time. So it becomes susceptible, it's become prone to such diseases. When a variety is new, it's sturdy and it can withstand all these pest attacks.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir, for answering all my questions and all the questions.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rajesh Majumdar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me again, sir. I just had a strategic question, sir.
Yeah.
On the long run, we are the country is looking at, say, a full sugar production of over 40 million tons, nearly maybe 41, 42 million tons in, say, 3 years' time, with the kind of increase in prices and the area under cultivation and the kind of change in cropping that we are seeing. So structurally, that would mean that we would need to divert somewhere between 6 to 8 million tons. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes, of course, yes. We are going to reach 5 million tons of diversion in season 23-24 itself. So we have diverted about 4.1 or 4.2 million tons of sugar for ethanol in the season which got over now. So in the coming season,
so
we
expect... The figure is 3.4, by ISMA, that figure is 3.4.
3.4 was for 21-22. 3.4 was for 21-22. For 22-23, it's 4.1 or 4.2. I'm not very sure about that. And 23-24 will be 4.7 to 5.2, anything between the two.
Right. So in that light, since we are seeing a slowdown in the offtake of grain-based or in terms of whatever difficulties, do we expect to see more capex from the sugar companies? But you, in the annual report, have mentioned that you're going to see some consolidation in terms of your capital expenditure. So either we do more capex or we do more payouts to shareholders in terms of a buyback. What is the company's
Let me answer your question. Now, you see, for example, we have had an extended crushing season in our Bijnor units. Okay. Now, we are going to watch for another season because there is another sugar mill coming up in that area. Although it is not coming up in our near vicinity, but, you know, some of the sugar mills around will lose some cane to that particular unit. So when that happens, there will be some cascading effect. Hello?
Yeah.
So when that happens, there will be some cascading effect. So we will need to watch the situation for maybe one season. And but see, the general thumb rule in the industry is, you know, you have more capacity, you end up getting more cane. So we'll just be a little watchful in the coming season, and if we get the right signals, right indications, we might increase the capacity of one of our units.
So right now there is no plan of like buyback or giving the money back to shareholders this year, since there is no capex.
So we will have to wait and watch the situation. Only if there is reasonable certainty, we have been rewarding our shareholders with generous dividends. So we will continue to do that. But yes, we will have to very judiciously keep money aside for our future endeavors.
Right. So we can still think that the company may do a capex in the near future, right? That can be a logical.
See, this off-season, there are hardly a couple of months left. So there is nothing big planned in this off-season. But yes, next off-season, we may plan something.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking the last question. That is on the line of Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the follow-up. My question was, how many days before can we store ethanol in our plant? And what is storage capacity? Oh, you said that ethanol we are storing.
Yeah, we have 40 lakh liters in each of the locations. So we can store about 70 lakh liters at both the locations together, 70 to 75 lakh liters.
And how many days does this can
so,
be stored?
We produce about 3 to 3.25 lakh liters of ethanol. So roughly about 25 days of production.
And we can keep it till as much time we want?
Yeah. But why think of that?
And since...
Yeah, nothing happens. The quality doesn't deteriorate if you store it over a period of time because it's all, under the prescribed tank, everything is prescribed and, the quality of the tanks and all is such that it can hold the molasses for as many days as one wants.
Okay, and my second question is, if the offtake from OMC is reduced, do you think the chances of ethanol price revision based on the increase in FRP are lower?
No. You see, this program of ethanol blending is irreversible. So it's just that the OMCs are facing some temporary blips. All one needs to work on is the logistics management. See that, all the depots are adequately, properly fed. No depots are overfed and no depots are underfed. So they will have to work out a proper mechanism and ensure that each of the depot receives the right quantum of ethanol. And, going forward, for 20% blending to be achieved, what one needs is 1,200 crore liters of ethanol. So there is definitely no dearth for the requirement of ethanol. And we see no reason, as I mentioned earlier, we've been asking the government to price the ethanol made from juice directly such that, sugar mills are incentivized to sacrifice more sugar production.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Banka for his closing comments.
Thank you, friends. Thank you all for participating in this earning call conference. Your confidence, thanks for the confidence that you all repose in us. We continue to work hard, strive to do well as good as we can under the given circumstances. And we do expect that, the policy framework is right and we try and improvise our efficiencies and churn as good performance as is possible. Thank you very much. I would now request Mr. Maheshwari and Ms. Priyanka to say a few words.
Thanks, everyone, for participation. And we welcome you and then possibly look forward to the next earning call for more participation.
Yeah, thank you to everyone for the participation. I think Vankaji summed it up well. And the faith that you repose in us means a lot to us and gives us a lot of confidence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.